Okay, if you will close your eyes, say, Lord Jesus, your plan for me is awesome indeed. I'm declaring that my eyes see, my heart hears, and my ears are open, because you're trying to talk to me, and I'm listening. And I'm hearing.
And I'm seeing.
And I'm perceiving. It's for me. Amen? I want to take you to Romans chapter 8. And we're going to kind of press in. The verse I believe we need to start with is 26, because it's going to confirm some of what you did today. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, or weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself sings through us. Now, I just changed the words. So that's Kim's version, because I've been there. You want to pray, but he says, no, sing. There's a reason. While you're singing in your spirit, he has more control. And your emotions kind of get shoved aside. Yes or no?
Yes.
Why? Because when you're singing, there's a new freedom that's coming, and the tune helps to carry you. So those of you who are saying, well, I don't have it. Well, it's time. Knock on a door. He'll give it. Okay? That's all I can tell you. Sing your favorite song and let your spirit take over. He'll do it for you because he loves you. You say, well, it hasn't happened yet. Doesn't mean it won't. Amen? He helps us in our weakness. We do not know how to pray, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans and words that words cannot express. And He who searches out hearts knows the mind of the Spirit. Because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. So the power of the inner man is so much greater than this outer shell. This outer shell is natural. It's made from dust, I understand. But your spirit is not made out of dust. It's made out of the same product that created the entire universe. So your inner heart, your inner personality is so much greater than what you know. And that's what awakened me years ago when my spirit man came alive. You say, well, you mean it was dead? Well, it certainly wasn't functioning like it did later. And how it's still producing mighty signs and wonders in each of you. Verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Notice it's not your purpose. His purpose is so much greater than we could understand, and His love for us is unnatural. Verse 29. Excuse me. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son. There's your sunflowers. Yeah. That He might be the firstborn among many brothers, meaning there's going to be more like the Lord down the road And he's preparing us for that role. 30. And those he predestined, he also called. Watch the next level. Those he called, and you'll notice there should be a circle around he. So if you don't have a circle around he, you might have a tendency to put me. He also justified. It's not me that justifies myself by doing good, or being holy in my own eyes. Those he justified, again, the word he, it's not he doing something he doesn't know how to do. Again, the word he also glorified. So who's on our case?
He is.
And religion puts all the blame on me. Relationship puts the blame on he. When God began to work on me, I just gave him permission. I didn't have it put together. I couldn't do it. And I admitted I couldn't do it. How many of you have got a couple of problems that you can't handle? It's too big. Well, guess who's capable of handling it? He is. If he can justify you and me, if he can take care of the details, he can also glorify it. Because this is the Lord's doing, and it's
marvelous.
Ah, you're catching on. I can't let that one go. 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for me, who can be against me? Well, everybody, including all of hell. 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? (clears throat) 33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Ah, how did he choose you? Why did he choose you?
He loves us.
He knew us before we entered this realm. You say, well, you can't prove that. Yes, I can. Jeremiah chapter 1. It says very clearly, God knew Jeremiah before he entered his mother's womb. So, like Jeremiah, by the way, he's not the bullfrog. He was a man. Come on, some of you are not that old.
Sorry. Sam doesn't get it.
The younger ones are having a problem with me.
I know. They're supposed to be funny. Marvelous.
All teasing aside, Jeremiah was a man, a young man, didn't want a job from God, but God had his eye on him. And guess what? He's got his eye on you. His purpose for you is already scheduled. You say, well, how can that be? If he didn't tell me, he doesn't have to. There's no obligation on God's part to tattle on you ahead of schedule. If God would have told me that I was going to be a pastor someday when I was in my teens, I would have told you, you're absolutely out of your tree. Okay? God having a plan for me was not my intention or my desire. The inside of me might have had a few nudges. But the outside kept saying, no way, Jose, we ain't going there. But when he started to work on my case, I swear to God, he did it in 10-year periods, increments. And he's still on my case. He's not finished yet. So that gives you hope, because I'm older than most of you. Knowing that he has chosen us and that he is going to justify everything we've ever done before him and before the courts of heaven.
Thank you, God.
Thank God is right. 34. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died? More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, excuse me, and is also interceding for us. Huh. You mean God's praying for me? Through his son? Yes. That's what it says. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37 is definitely something you and I should pay attention to. No, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Amen.
In all things. Because of his love for us, not our love for him, even though that's a byproduct. But the focus is on his love for you and me. And for a long time, I couldn't digest that because I didn't think I was very lovable. I use my reasoning to justify my actions. I was hopeless in my own eyes because I couldn't overcome certain corners in my life. So I justified. How can he love me? Why? How? I'm not lovable. I've got quite a few people who would agree with me. Just listen to their critics, how they criticize every action, every reaction. I mean, after all, if my so-and-so, and I could give you names, can't stand me, they're right. Because sometimes I can't stand me either. Yet, the scripture says that the Lord loved us in spite of. I mean, let's face it. If you and I look at St. Peter and the way he flubbed up, if we look at King David and the way he flubbed up, after all, King David was a murderer. Not a good case for heaven as far as I'm concerned. Moses, by the way, killed a man out of rage. And God would choose him? I would write him off the list. Chalk that one out. Paul is commissioned by the head of the religious people of that day to kill Christians. What was in his heart? And God chose these people. And he even chose me. There goes your reasoning. There goes all your logic. Why would he choose these people, and why would he choose me? if it wasn't for the incredible power of love.
The more often you were just holding this beautiful little girl in your arms this morning, I could feel the love flow. And I wanted to help. Did you ever want to help? And the Holy Spirit said I could do this job all by myself.
Why am I saying that to you? Because that's how he brought me back to life. Love. That's how he's going to bring each one of us into the destiny he's prepared for us. Roy, that includes you. You're not on the exclusive list. You're in. God's plan is real. And he's going to have his way in each and every heart. So I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes and put your hand over your heart. And say, Lord Jesus, I don't know how you're going to get through to me. That I was loved and chosen. With an ultimate purpose. To glorify me. You've already justified me. Sometimes I have a hard time to believe it. Because I'm trying to figure it out in my head. But in my heart, I know you can do it. You did it for David. You did it for Peter. By golly, you even did it for St. Paul. Moses was no exception. You made a plan out of the mess they were in. And you can finish me. As you see fit. Keep going, Lord. Stop. Trying to analyze. Stop me from trying to overanalyze. And reason all these things out. Because it'll never work. Your word is what I can trust. Your promises are real, and you have already done all this justification
through the blood of the Lamb
and his sacrifice on the tree.
It was really done for me.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is marvelous in my sight. Just remember his love. Continue to work on you in the days ahead. Check out these scriptures later on if you need to kind of hunt them down. And don't be surprised if he allows them to go a little deeper each time you read them. It may take a while for some because the unbelief has worked, you know. There's unbelief in all of us. So be blessed.